Welcome to Second One First, the world's most okayest golf podcast. You're here with Vinny and Heath.
What's up? We have a special guest tonight. Kermit the Frog is with us.
Hey, everybody. How are you? So good to be here with his Second One First.
Hey, Kermit.
Hi. Hi, Vinny. How are you?
Good, good.
Good.
I have a feeling you're making fun of that. What's behind me? The Kermit that's behind me?
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's cool. It was only like in my crib when I was two. No big deal.
No, I love that you were a big fan of me. That's great. I think that's awesome.
My mom gave it to me right before they separated. My parents separated.
Oh, that's so sweet. They could, give you something to take your mind off of such a horrible situation.
Yeah. Her last words were, "Take Kermit and protect him."
Oh, did you protect Kirby?
He's here.
Did you? Yeah.
40.
Oh, he still looks good. Later. He's in good shape. Yeah. Okay. That's great.
Are we done with the Kirby bit?
We're doing it. I don't
know. Are you done? Are you good?
All right, everybody. I have to go now. All right. I got to go back to Miss Piggy. Bye.
Did you get it out?
That was cool having Kermit here.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That was awesome.
I never knew he talked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nuts.
He talked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Thanks, Kermit. Have a good one.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Like that Kermit the Frog that's right there?
Why do you have so many Kermits around?
It's just the one.
I didn't even notice them.
That's Hobbs. Oh. That's the Kermit.
That's the Kermit you're talking about.
Yeah, that's the Kermit.
Aw, Vinny's Kermit.
So I thought you were...
No, I just wanted to spice it up a little bit. I guess a special guest.
Yeah, I wasn't... I didn't even know he was coming. It's yeah. Crazy.
Maybe you can come back during amateur hour or something.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe he's joke of the week.
Maybe.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a good talk for it, I think. Make sure you guys like us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Second one first, please.
Yeah.
How you
follow
doing?
Us.
Follow us.
Good.
Yeah. I love that you just did a 3-minute riff on Kermit the Frog.
I love Kermit.
Crushed it.
Crushing it.
What's new, buddy?
Oh, just living the life, living the dream. About to move to New York City here in less than a week.
This is our last podcast.
It is our last podcast in person for,
oh, yeah,
for in a person. While.
We should probably say that. Finish that off. So.
In person for a while. But yeah. But, technology will let us keep it on.
The Tucson's will be a little slow. But
yeah, we might need to
revamp
that segment. But you know what? It's going to be fine. Moving to Queens.
That's cool.
Yeah. Should be fun.
You're getting there probably the best time.
Oh?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
It's warming up soon.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I mean, the weather has been pretty much the same as it is in LA lately. It's just like 50s.
I mean,
a little rainy.
Chilly and damp.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's exciting, though. You can play like all the Bethpage courses.
I'm playing every color. Red, yellow, green.
What was that one course that we played? Poconos Joe or whatever it was.
Poconos Joe.
It was a little north of the city. We did the Don Ham Cup.
Because
we did Fairy Links.
Yeah.
Bethpage
Black. Bethpage.
And then there was a start with a P.
I know which one you're talking about. That's a good one. Good track. Yeah. I'll have to go back up there. I'll have to look up what it was. It wasn't Poconos?
No, it wasn't Poconos Joe.
Poconos is Pennsylvania.
It was like close to Connecticut, though, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was awesome.
Check that out. Yeah. It was really nice.
Should we get into Tours Talk?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Tours Talk, the Live Tour. You saw one of their promos and were flabbergasted by it.
Well, it's just interesting. The promo is, it was just, they're trying to make it so much different. And it was interesting to me. So I was taking some notes when we were watching the video. So we all know Live is an individual and a team event.
I don't know. Have you heard they have teams?
They do.
Teams of four. Really big.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Huge.
Big.
12 teams big. Of four.
12 teams of four.
48 people.
48 players.
So, they are awarded points for their finishing position. No way.
Yeah.
Really?
It's crazy.
Oh,
you get points for your finish.
What?
Yep.
But this is where it gets interesting. Because when they get to the playoffs, the teams with the most, the most points...
Uh-huh.
They play the playoffs in tournament style.
Yeah.
Like elimination style, which I kind of like. It's like
cool.
you lose, you're out.
Yeah.
this year is a little different there than last year, because there's going to be some player movement between teams.
But in the off season, there will be.
Oh, it can't happen during the season?
I'm sure there has to, because like there's got injuries that happen, stuff like that. You might be able to trade for somebody.
See, that's kind of fun.
But what do you do? Like, hey, I'll trade you for Cam.
Peter Uline.
Yeah.
We want to, but
you don't have any like other assets to give up. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's just straight up. It's not like you get a draft pick.
Yeah. Right. Like, it's going to be like one player is clearly better than the other. Yeah, so do you want a cruddier player?
No, I don't want a cruddy. Yeah. I don't know how that works. We'll find out at some point. But another talking point was roster spots aren't guaranteed.
Right.
So if you're playing horrible, somebody else can come in?
No, I think this is for end of season.
Okay.
Because that's when they talk about the regulation down to the...
That is another interesting point. The relegation. Yeah. Just like soccer.
Yeah, you get overseas. Sent down to their international series tour.
Yeah.
Which was that one that they got in, the one they thought were going to get the world ranking points for.
Yes. And they want to, like, if you're in the bottom four, I think it is.
Yeah.
Bottom four, you're not on the live tour anymore.
I know, and you're playing some cruddy international tour.
Okay, so let's say you're like the best player on the tour. Let's say you're the best player on the worst team. You get relegated, right? Do you go crawling back to the PGA?
You can't. Right now, there's no way back to the PGA for these guys.
They wouldn't let him?
No.
Like if Cam Smith's team was the low four teams.
Oh, is it not? I think it's the last four players.
Oh, the last team.
Yeah.
And then
individual players.
Whoever, there's 10 international series events. So those.
It's their Korn Ferry Tour.
Those Korn Ferry Tour get to take that spot.
The top four.
So, and players. They probably are doing that. They're probably doing that. And they're like the roster changes and everything. So it's not just like the last four, like the four guys from the international team.
Yeah. And then also like. It gives them that development tour that you need for world ranking points.
Ah, check.
You know? And then it also allows players that are thinking about joining Live to play before, you know, like make the PGA Tour, basically.
For sure.
So I'm like, oh, I didn't make the Korn Ferry Tour. I can go play on a Live Tour maybe, though.
I mean, it makes sense.
It's another way to draw more people.
I think it's smart the way they're doing it.
Yeah. I think regulation would suck, right? Like you left the PGA. Could you imagine sitting in that meeting like, oh, hey, guys, we're going to start a new thing where, you know, bottom four, you're going to actually not be on the Live Tour. I just left the PGA Tour for this.
I only got one year in.
Yeah. I could have made $500,000 playing in Omaha, not fucking over here.
Yeah, but if you're getting paid anyway, well, who cares, right?
Well, I don't know if there's a guaranteed to get money on the Live Tour.
Well, everybody makes money on the Live Tour.
On the internet.
I don't know how that works.
Because, like, I'm sure the person that gets sent down, gets relegated, he's probably still had a PGA Tour card.
Right.
And they have that minimum thing now where you can make $500,000 no matter what.
Right. I bet every contract is different. Like, even if you get relegated, you still make that, you know, I'm sure.
Can you imagine Dustin Johnson getting relegated? Like
DJ. Oh, my gosh. The four
I can see
aces.
Bryson. I mean, could happen.
Phil is definitely.
Pat Perez definitely could be the bottom four.
Well, Pat Perez is on DJ's team.
Yeah, but it's not about the team. It's the individuals get regulated.
Oh, it's not a team thing?
No, the team doesn't get.
The
team doesn't get regulated down there.
Oh,
it's the bottom four players.
Oh, I thought it was the bottom four
teams. That's 16 players.
No, I'm the bottom, the bottom team.
Oh no, it's, four players get regulated.
Got it.
The individual rankings.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my question is like, say, I don't know, Brooks's brother.
Yeah.
Gets regulated.
Chase.
He's going to be pissed. Is Brooks going to be pissed? Like you sent my brother down to the minors. I'm out of here. Going back to.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be fun to see what happens.
I bet we forget about this regulation.
For sure. Nobody's going to pay attention. Like, people were going to be relegated. Didn't even know he left.
Come September, be like, who?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh.
He retired?
Sad to see him go. Yeah. Sad to see him go.
Yeah, no.
PGA Tour.
Oh, the Arnie.
The Arnie.
Yeah. Invitational.
We were golfing. When I got home, I went and watched it on Golf Channel. We missed a lot.
I know.
Jordan Spieth, Rory, all in a 9-under.
Yep.
And ended Scheffler. Up bogeying until Kitayama.
Kitayama.
I did it.
Yes. You did. Nice.
Horrible names. Nailed that one. He pulled it out. He got a birdie in the final holes and won it.
Pulled it out. And now he's on his way to the Players.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He beat like a deep field.
I mean, a good field.
Especially with the Sunday Charge on all of that.
Like you said, it's Rory, Scheffler, Spieth, Cantlay, Hatton.
And the course was tough.
Yeah.
John Rahm, I was like, oh, John Rahm's going to do it again after day one. Oh, and then he
came out hot out of the gate. But then just.
So now is the temperature turned down on John Rahm?
I think it's safe to say yes.
So don't look for him. When do we see another victory out of John Rahm this season?
Because
this happened to Scheffler too. Remember last year?
I'm going to call it right now. Just like Scheffler, he's going to win the Masters.
And then that's it?
Yep. Doesn't even matter. He doesn't need to win the next 3 years. He's fine. He's fine.
Rahm at the Masters. That's a good pick.
Yeah. Did you see Scheffler's invite for the Masters?
Was that real?
I don't know if it was real, but it was pretty funny.
Hilarious. Go ahead.
It was pretty funny. It was, you know, it has the time and the date for the dinner and what's on the menu and all that stuff. And at the bottom, it said, live tour, live players, meet on the 9th green at 9 p.m.
As a nod to Happy Gilmore.
I
wish that would have been true.
I know.
That'd be funny. And the live players would have to laugh too.
They have to laugh. I mean, they have to still be kind of friends, right? Like, they're all like.
I think if your name's not Rory McIlroy,
mm-hmm. everything is a good time.
You're probably still having fun with the other guys.
Yeah. Rory can't be. Because, I mean, he burnt that bridge.
I think he can be. I think you can stick up for your tour, but not like really go as hard as he has.
Yeah.
You know, like JT.
Yeah.
Like he says stuff. You know where he stands on it.
Yeah.
But obviously the PGA Tour needed somebody.
Yeah. And
to do it.
And Rory's
actually, they're lucky. I was thinking about, imagine if this would have happened when Tiger was the face of the PGA.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think he would have done it. Like, I don't think he would have taken Rory's.
I bet he would have.
You think so?
Yeah.
You'd have been out there and been like, F you guys.
Yeah. I think he would have been like, he's expressed his feelings on it.
He's expressed it, but. Anytime you need a soundbite, anytime the PGA needs news out there, anytime that the Liv does something, Rory's the one being like, this is what we're doing as PGA.
No, I'm not going to guarantee, of course, but I bet Tiger would have taken that role and been the face. If he was still winning,
well, if weekend still and winning, way out,
he would have been that. But they wanted somebody younger, you know, one of the top guys, which Rory took that role.
Yeah. Well, they need someone else playing full-time schedule on that.
Exactly. Tiger couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, Tiger could have done it, even though he's not like.
Yeah. That's why I don't know, man, because he was very corporate, as he should have been when he was in his prime.
Yeah.
And
I don't know. I think he would have.
I mean, just to see. Maybe when it comes out on that Tiger doc we're talking about.
The one that doesn't exist yet.
Not yet. The other one's suspect.
Yeah.
You picked Jason Day. I picked Xander Schauffele. I thought I was gravy.
Oh.
Even like halfway through the back nine on Sunday.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, Schauffele ended up
T for 39 and Day comes out T10. So boom, baby. I told you he's playing well.
I was like,
let's go, Jay Day.
I know.
Let's go.
The Players this week.
Oh,
the fifth major.
The beautiful Sawgrass.
On TBC Sawgrass. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm not going with the favorite. The favorite right now is the guy we were just talking about, John Rahm. I think he needs some time.
Okay.
But one person I do want to bring up.
Jason Day.
How did you know?
Just kidding. You're not picking him back.
I'm not. Is he even playing?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. I'm going with Mr. Robot Man, Patrick Cantlay.
Mr. Robot. Didn't we used to do a song, Mr. Robot Man, in that thing we used to be in? Mm-hmm.
You poor thing.
I was
stuck up in a tin can.
That's the song. Okay.
Just like a sardine.
Yeah.
And Mr. That was it. Robot
Man. I couldn't remember the tune. That's what it was.
What's that you say?
Beep, beep, beep. So did you see Cam Smith's interview?
No.
So they're interviewing him. They're saying, you know, because he's the defending champion. Mm-hmm. He's not there this week, obviously.
Why isn't he? They all of that. That's right. It's not a major. I keep thinking it's a
major. It's the fifth major. So he's not there. And they asked him, and he's like, well, what are you going to do? And he's like, well, like, all my friends are there, you know, playing. He's like, I wish I could go. And he's like, you know, maybe I'll pop over and watch. Do you think he's buy a ticket? Like everybody else?
No.
Or do you think?
I mean, I'd hope not. I hope somebody could like get him in. But then I thought he was like, oh, I'll probably just watch it on TV at home.
But he did say, maybe I'll go over there. He goes, I don't know if I'll be welcome there.
That would be awesome.
It'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And the thing is, though, like, he's super recognizable because of his hair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know when Cam Smith is
not going to hide out.
No.
That is weird. No defending champion this year because he's banned.
Yeah. That's going to be crazy.
Yeah. There's no one. I liked Cam.
I did. Bummer. I did too. I know. He let us down.
Real bummer.
What? Who's your pick?
My pick? I'm going Rory McIlroy.
What?
Actually, is Ricky playing? You picked Patrick Cantlay?
Yeah. I already wrote Rory.
Ricky Fowler.
No way.
Lock it in.
No.
Yeah.
Lock it in?
Lock it in.
Lock it in?
Lock it in ink,
Fowler.
Baby.
Fowler.
Ricky.
BDF. Big Dick.
BDR.
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 All right.
He's back, baby.
Well, good luck, Mr. Fowler and Mr. Cantlay. Can't wait.
He's back.
To watch some golf this weekend.
Do you remember Tiger Woods golf on
video gaming?
Xbox?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
I always remember like being like, the players are so hard, da 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 da. You know, because everyone says it's a tough track.
Yeah.
I would be 24 under easily at TPC Sawgrass on Tiger Woods.
Yeah, because you can control the spin in the air. You can control the spin.
And I was like, I don't care what's so hard about
this. You can put top spin on it in the air just by pressing the A button really fast.
Even on PGA 2K 21, that's not that tough of a track.
Really?
No.
Maybe we should play tonight.
All right.
Let's go play. I'll meet you online.
Meet me at our spot. Yeah. I think it's an overrated course.
Well, I would love to see you play it in real life.
From the tips where they play?
Yeah.
Ooh.
From the tips. What would you shoot?
From the tips.
From the tips.
What's the yardage?
Playing at...
I think it's about 7,000 probably, right?
Oh, 72. Let's see here. Stadium course. The scorecard. Let's look here. Oh, 7,245. You're right. 7,200 yards.
So that's 1,000 more yards than I normally play.
1,000. Is that it?
It's about, I play anywhere between 62 and 64.
So every par four is a par five, pretty much.
Yeah.
Par fives play par sixes.
No, par five is still par fives.
Okay. And par threes are par fours.
I have hit driver.
That's for sure. I mean, I'm looking through par four, 423.
I can do that.
Okay, first par.
That's a par.
First par three is 177 yards.
Par.
So you're good. The next, number eight. Par three, 237 yards.
Driver.
Driver.
As long as there's no, it's not surrounded by water.
Driver. Number nine, 583 yard par five.
That's a par.
All right. The next par three, 181. Not a big deal.
Bogey, maybe.
And then, you know, our favorite 17, 137.
That's not bad. It's an 8 iron.
Yeah. Sawed off eight.
No, that's a full eight.
Choked down. That's a full eight. That's into the wind.
Yeah. All right. So it's not that bad.
So what are you shoot? What are you shooting?
97.
97 from the tips.
From the tips.
All right. Okay. I'm definitely shooting a 201.
There's no way. You just laid out those yardages. Those are all decent.
Yeah, they're not bad. They're not bad. 470, 393, 450.
It's just your second shots are definitely going to be with a hybrid in there.
Yeah. And your short game must be on.
Yeah.
It's got to be on.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah.
All right. Let's head on over to twosome. Twosome. So we talk about our golf life, and we had quite the golfing weekend.
Yeah, we did. 2 days in a row.
We did, Saturday and Sunday.
One good day, bad day.
Let's start with the thing we shouldn't start with.
Okay.
Because we really have no reason to complain.
Mm-hmm.
But cold and wet out here in California.
Dude, what's going on?
And it sucks because then you're bundled up.
Yeah.
Or you're freezing.
Right.
If you don't want to be bundled. Like I was freezing on day one because I wasn't bundled.
Got a bundle. Base layer is key.
But then I base layered the next day and I took off the base layer 20 minutes into warming up. But I was fine. It was warmer though somehow.
It was a little warmer. It wasn't as windy.
Windy. That's what it was. It was windy.
Yeah. Because like.
But dude, cold and wet. It sucks.
It does suck.
Like we're talking 52 degrees.
It's not that cold, but it does feel colder.
It's colder, man.
It's that desert.
It's that damp cold thing. Yeah. It sucks. I can't wait for, I don't know, March or into March.
It is March.
It is March. We played April. Two rounds. Los Robles, first round on Saturday.
Yep.
I was cooking. We were both cooking.
Cooking.
And then I short circuited.
I know.
My brain just shut off and I couldn't put. I five putted.
Yeah. That.
And on a,
I've only seen you putt like that once.
It was like a flat putt. It was not real left or right. It wasn't much. I just was all over. It's so funny. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It was crazy.
It was crazy.
It was within 4 feet.
It was.
And then
was.
From there, it just went off the rails for me.
Yeah.
Ended up shooting 94, I think it was.
Yeah.
You got the dub that day.
I got the dub that day.
You shot an 83.
I'm not defeated.
Shot an 83.
I shot an 83 that day.
Crushed me.
Felt pretty good. I was hitting the ball pretty solid. But it's a shorter course, so I didn't have to use a ton of drivers. And
well, you know what?
But
it's golf. You still have to swing.
Yeah, still 80 swing.
Strokes. It's tough. You still have to get the ball hole.
Just the
driver, no matter what club it is.
Driver's my bane of my existence sometimes. It really is sometimes. But yeah, I felt pretty good about that. And then we drove out to Norco.
Hidden Valley.
Gosh darn it.
Favorite thing happened in the pro shop. Thanks for paying, gentlemen. Just so you know, cart path only.
Ugh.
Good thing we just did a podcast about it.
Wah, wah,
first of all, this is not the course that would be cart path only.
No.
It's pretty wide fairways.
You think so?
No.
I think the course is so tight.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess so. But it felt like if you were on the left side of the fairway and the cart path was on the right side of the fairway, it seemed like it was a long ass way over
there. It does kind of open up. Like they there's like very narrow and then it opens up and then it narrows back down towards the green on a lot of the holes. So it does. Yeah,
it sucked.
It sucked.
And there's no reason. It was wet, but it wasn't like
Golf cart. They could have come around and
the worst part was we were on hole three And the marshal's like, oh, yeah, good day today. Just got done checking the course. Looks like we're going to be able to open it up Monday or tomorrow. So if you're out here, you know.
No, thanks for nothing.
It's like, you can do it 10 hours early. Please.
Come on. Can we ride?
Honk the horn.
Yeah. It was a tough one.
Super. I got the wind.
You did. You took home the dub. I gave up halfway through.
Yeah.
Not even halfway through.
I was cooking again, and then I had a 9. Then I went 9, double bogey, triple bogey, and finished with a 90.
Yeah. And I was cooking at the beginning. The first hole, I had a beautiful drive. Beautiful drive. I was like, yes. And then it's this big dog leg right up the hill, and I hit 3 right in the wood. Like, topped the 3 on. Right in a row. I was like, what? I lost 3 balls on the first hole.
Yeah, that was.
And I usually don't do that.
No, you don't.
Like, I don't hit too many like topped and like I hit some fat sometimes, but like I topped 3 right in a row.
I was like, oh, so you're saying there's a chance?
Oh man, not good.
And then a dark cloud appeared in my golf cart somewhere around the 10th hole, like Debbie fucking Downer.
I was still trying to be positive.
You were not positive whatsoever. It was just Debbie Downer, quiet, just... Then you start doing weird flop shots on the green that you would never try in a million years. And you're just like, I don't care. Just hitting, putting one hand, like Debbie Downer in the cart.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm just saying.
Why? I didn't think why. Why?
Yeah.
Well, because I was playing like shit. But then
I was like, but dude, you just parred this hole and this hole. If you keep it together, you could score well.
No, it wasn't happening. I had already gone off the edge. I had already jumped. I didn't give a crap about how I played.
I already jumped.
Yeah.
Because you played well that front 9. Except for like 2 holes.
Yeah. And those 2 holes, when you get a 9 on 2 holes.
Dude, it ruined my whole
it's
round.
It's hard. Yeah. It's ruined. Cooking. Like, hole number 1, I was just like, oh, so defeated.
Well, that was only a double bogey, though.
No, I think I got an 8 or 9 on the front, the first one.
Oh.
I mean, I hit 3 into the wood, and then that fourth one, it was like 7 feet. Yeah. From 200.
Dude, that was a hell of a shot.
It was crazy.
I shot a 40 on the front, and then I was on my way to like another 40.
Yeah.
And then this is where it's like a clown course. This hole was 340, right?
Yeah.
320, 290 of it straight uphill.
Oh, yeah. Like,
just straight uphill.
Yeah, that hole was...
I got it to 130. I thought it was 130.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thinned it a little bit, so my bad. However, they don't tell you that there's no back to this hole at all. Like, that you have to be short. Took an unplayable, duffed it, rolled down to another unplayable.
Over the foot, yeah.
Then I chipped it middle of the green, thinking good shot.
Came back.
It rolls off the front of the green, 60 yards down the hole. That was brutal. And then that kind of put me off for like 2 holes.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
And then you had dark cloud riding with you.
So that added to my dark cloud.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I affected you.
And then it didn't affect me. But it's, you know. You don't usually give up like that. Why'd you give up?
I just was in, it was that, I don't know why. It just like, I knew I couldn't put a good round together because of the front. And I was like, yeah, it doesn't even matter. So I started having a little fun, trying to flop some shit, you know, having just like stuff that I wouldn't normally do because I'm trying. Mm. So I was like, I'm not going to try anymore. Like, let's have some fun with this, you know? Mm. So that's where I was.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Are we ever going to play there again?
I'd play it again.
It's on my I'm good list.
Definitely on a dry day.
It's definitely on my I'm good.
Yeah, because the governors were weird on the carts.
Like, dude, everything about the cart, the course sucked. So the whole thing is we played this course 2 years ago, like I think, or a year ago on Christmas, whatever.
Yeah.
Amazing. Like Christmas Eve. It was, for some reason, I shot 105 that day, but it felt like it was a fun course.
Yeah, it's tough.
Right?
Yeah.
If that day felt fun. We get there. I forgot the driving range is literally this like a little ball, like this little half circle.
Up the mountain.
Up the mountain. And it's like one, like the 150 signs halfway up the mountain.
Yeah.
Crushed a driver. Don't even think I got it to the 150 on the side of the mountain. So there's that.
Yeah. It was hard to get yardages.
First thing they were like, car path only. Already know it's gonna be a long day.
Yep. Then it was cold.
Chilly. Definitely chilly. We go get drinks.
Yeah.
The first great hole. They have transfusions though. Oh, positive. Thinking
beautiful. We're and good. They have the little crushed the little crushed ice. Oh, that is my favorite.
Yeah, it's like a little slushy. Oh, so I was good. Like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
We're cooking.
Yeah.
Hey, is there a cart person? She's out there. Or is the cart person there? Yeah, they're out there. They might be a little busy, but they'll get to you. But you might want to load up. We're good. We have a double. We'll be fine until we see the cart person.
Yeah.
What time? Unknown caller.
What's up?
What time do you think? And what time, so if we teed off at 11:20, what time would you expect to see the cart person?
Like 12:15.
Tops. Right? Maybe
one?
Maybe one.
Yeah.
If half, it's real busy. Like, half the way through the round.
Yeah.
Or at least or before like the back the
front
nine. At least yeah, before the back
exactly.
nine.
Exactly. Yes.
Second thing. Now we got our drinks. Starter rushing us. Like it's 11:20. Granted, we are missing one of our players.
They were a little late. Well, not even late. We were 10 minutes ahead.
No, right. Exactly. It's 11:20. He's like, who's up?
Yeah. Because our tee time was 11:30.
Yeah.
And 11:20, our boy goes, just was pulling in.
He goes, you guys are on the tee. Where's your buddy? We're like, oh, he's just pulling in. Like, well, I can send this other group in front of you guys. We're like, no, we're good. And we're like, are we behind? He's like, no. And I was like, okay.
He was pushing.
Our guy gets there, all four say. However, mind you, from the time that he said, you guys are on the tee, we didn't tee off until 11:40.
Yeah, because groups in front of us were just taking forever. Because there was a group that was on the green.
Yeah.
And the other group in front of us was waiting on them to clear the green. So it was like, really, why are we rushing? We can't go
so
yet.
So now we're at car path only.
Yeah.
It's chilly, cold. It's starting to drizzle now. And then we run out of drinks. No cart person.
I know.
There was not one car person.
Not one. We didn't see
the
them
whole day
at all.
And then at the turn, you can't go get your
drink.
We were
being pushed the whole time. We were trying to catch up or not even catch up. We were pushing the group in front of us.
Right.
The group behind us was pushing us. So we didn't have like the 5 minutes to go grab a drink.
But we did.
We did.
Like you can go there, but we probably would have fallen behind. We'd have fallen behind.
Right.
But it was just like, I'm good on that course.
Yeah.
Plus it's tough.
It is.
Not that it's tough. It's kind of like comically like difficult. Like when you get to the like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, when they're all in that little valley there, there's like four of those little holes that are, if you go left, you're out, man, like all downhill. That's just kind, it's kind of,
it's tough.
The greens. Oh, here's another thing I didn't like about the greens. Great lines towards the hole. I don't know what they do at the hole. I don't know what they do when they make the little, put the hole in the ground, because every hole.
They made a hump.
It would. Your ball would be 6 inches from it, maybe. And then just hard right or left. You're like, oh, I got it, I got it. And it would just cut.
Take a turn.
That doesn't make sense.
Take a turn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right. We won't play that in a while.
Next 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Every 2 years.
This week we got.
We have. We're on Friday. So, this week, my nephew's coming to visit. Carter.
Beep, 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 beep.
Just turned 21 a couple weeks ago.
Awesome.
And he's coming out to visit Uncle Heath. We're going to go play some golf on Friday. Took the day off. It's going to be awesome. We're playing Moore Park Country Club that day.
Awesome.
It's going to be sweet. I'm trying to still make a tee time on Saturday, which I don't know where I'm going
to. Because you calling me. Well, because we have to be done by 2, right?
Yeah, we have to. Yeah, he flies out on Saturday, so he has to be at the airport by 2.
So we had to be really be done by 1.
Yeah.
Depending where we go.
Yeah. So we have to tee off by 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturday.
Ice cold.
So
you were like, hey, Angeles National.
You in?
And I go, I'm good.
I was like, all right. I thought that might be the case. I'm glad I called.
Oh, yeah, me too. It's just, to me, it's not worth paying that money. I want to be cold, freezing all morning.
Yeah.
And to play, it's $180 to play that course. That's a $125 course.
I know.
$130
course. Should be. I mean, it's nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
But yeah, it's
not a $180.
Definitely overpriced, for sure.
I feel like we can golf.
I mean, it's either that or we play Links of Victoria.
Ooh, I think we should show them that one.
Oh my gosh. I would be so embarrassed. Like, oh yeah, come out to California.
You know, we should go off Westchester. It's right next to the airport.
Oh my gosh. It would be very convenient. Not going to lie.
Right next to the airport.
But dude. No. He's going to come out and play some big boy courses.
What's Industry Hills look like?
Booked. Till 3.
If anybody knows, can get us on a course for our buddy Heath here. 8 a.m. tee time would be great.
Would love to play like Mountain Gate or the Riv or something.
Brentwood.
You know?
The Riv.
Let's get on it.
Dude, if that guy got to come out and play Riv, that'd be hilarious.
Oh, he would die.
So we got one more match before you leave to New York.
Yeah.
And one more match. We don't know when we're going to golf again. It could be November.
It could be.
So we're doing Dornham Cup in November again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm going to take at least a 4-2 or 5-1 lead.
Yeah.
Going into.
Yeah. Oh, I'm the underdog.
I would love it.
I'm the underdog.
You're the underdog.
I am. I'm going to spend so much time on the golf course this summer. So much time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm working on my game. I'm going to get down to like a +1, and I'm not going to put any of those in my handicap app. And I'm going to come back and be like, yeah, I'm still at a 9. And you're going to be like, oh, cool. You know, and I'm going to give you like a stroke or two, and I'm going to shoot a 71.
I don't think you're going to get out that much golfing yet.
No, you're right. Not living in New York. That's for damn sure.
That was a good story.
That's what happens in my mind.
Yeah, it was a great, great story.
Yeah.
I don't.
There's a simulator like 5 minutes from my place.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. That's like real golf.
It is.
Yeah.
Like hitting off the mat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Perfect.
No wind.
Nope.
No green reading.
Yeah.
No short game, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much do you think you're going to play this summer? A lot?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
Why?
Well, considering me, you, and Jamie are the only constant in the golf group, and we're always shuffling in other four, like a fourth.
Yeah.
That's why.
Oh, okay.
Our other friends have children.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
That's why.
They're limited.
I would say maybe once a month.
Really?
Yeah.
Once a month. Okay. I like that. I like where this is going.
You know, but, you know, we'll see.
Yeah. We will see.
I'm not going to. I don't think it's going to play much. Like I said, the golf people are gone. And so it's tough to get one person to come join us. I can't imagine trying to rally up a foursome every other weekend. Week.
Yeah.
Let's head on over to Amateur Hour.
Two words for everybody. Two very, very important words. Clean grooves.
I should take this advice because I don't think I clean my grooves well enough.
Really?
No.
You don't brush out the dirt out of your grooves?
I usually wipe the club face off right after I hit.
Okay.
And if I'm standing there and I see that there's dirt in it, I'll tee it.
Yeah.
Is a tee.
So you do.
Yeah, but they're not like they should be.
They're not like spick and span?
No.
Ah.
But this is good though. Because you said something, I was like, oh, really?
Yeah. So I learned this new, I got some new data this week. Dirty grooves, you can lose up to 50% of your spin because of dirty grooves. Because
you're just hitting a hockey stick, essentially.
A hockey stick, yeah, exactly.
Maybe I don't get any spin on my ball.
The loft. I have
dirty grooves.
The loft will get the ball in the air, and, you know, there's enough friction on the face, but the grooves play such an important part in the golf swing because the ball has something to grab a hold of and get that spin. And That's why you need to clean your grooves. Get a good brush.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you keep them clean. It doesn't matter if you clean them right after you hit or right before you hit. You know, I don't get into a rhythm. Sometimes I clean them right after. Sometimes I clean them right before. But do it however you want. But make sure they're clean. I just got a new brush too.
Oh, you did? It's
pretty dope.
Is it?
Yeah, it's the Groovit.
Okay.
Oh man, this thing has a water squirter.
Oh, that's clutch.
In the handle.
Okay.
So you like squirt a couple squirts of water on there and wipe it off. Clean as a baby's bottom.
There you go.
Yeah. What? Well, I mean, clean as a baby's bottom after it gets.
So you would
wiped
use
off.
A wire brush?
Huh?
On a baby's bottom?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could. You could.
Seems like it hurt.
Yeah. Well, they're sensitive.
A lot of diaper rash.
Yeah. A lot of diaper rash.
Yeah, I don't do that. You should probably do that more.
Yeah. Keep them clean, baby.
Keep it clean. Keep it clean.
Keep it clean. Clean grooms, everybody.
Mm. Let's head on over to a second one first. Second one first, we give life a mulligan.
What's yours?
What's mine?
Yeah. Give us your second one first.
Oh, dude. Really? You want me to go first?
Yeah. Okay. I want you to go first.
Awesome. Because I had one teed up ready to go.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So you want me to go first?
I don't have to stall at all to think of one. No, this one's kind of minor. I guess it's more goes to my first. Goes to me for learning about myself. So I'm on these meds, right? So like they do certain things for me. So basically I run, my body runs hot or cold. Okay. Like if it's cold, I'm cold. If it's hot or remotely hot, I get hot.
Okay.
Like really hot. I was eating soup the other day. I was like, I went to the cafeteria, broccoli cheddar soup, cheddar cheese soup.
Ooh, I love
broccoli. What a great cheddar. Thing, yeah, right? Yeah, and I was like, good. It's been cold. Mm-hmm. I was like, I could go for a bowl. And you have two sizes. I think it was like a 12 ounce or a 16 ounce.
Bowl or a cup.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bowl cup. You I went large.
You went bowl.
Oh,
love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got some oyster crackers.
Oh, don't.
I'm doing it up. Now I'm doing it up.
Now
living
you're
the dream.
Talking. Just what, like the little packets?
Yeah. A little packet.
Like,
yeah. Dump them in.
Dump them in. Stir them around. Get them all cheesy. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're talking my language.
Living the dream, dude.
Yeah.
Start. I go back to my desk. And yeah. I do all that. I'm watching an edit for something. I'm eating the soup.
Okay.
And I notice that my internal temperature is getting really hot. Like really. I think I described it as I felt like I was a pizza brick oven. Like okay. Just cooking.
Really?
And I'm only 4 bites into this soup.
So it's like burning you from the inside out.
Yeah. It's like thermal heat just like radiating. Like if you saw me like a thermal heat monitor, it would just be this like orange blob. Just this big old orange ball. I would look like the Syracuse mascot is what I would look like. Yeah. So I second one first goes to me, like realizing I have to probably eat soup inside of like a walk-in freezer in order to maintain any sort of like normal body temp.
Oh man. I get that. And actually, you know what? I'm going to tag off of that because okay. That reminded me of a second one first that I'm going to save my other one for next week.
Awesome.
So this has to do with hot food as well. So when I was in high school, like early high school, right after junior high, mm-hmm. I had braces.
You had braces?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Oh man, my teeth.
How have I never seen pictures with your braces?
I had like a tooth way up here. Like they had to, they pulled my wisdom teeth to get rid of, like
to
make
pictures
room.
Of you in braces?
Yeah, I think so.
How come you never busted these out?
Oh, dude, they're just braces. You know,
dude, with your ears and braces, I have to see this picture.
Oh, I was hot. I was real hot. Like I was a looker. That's for sure. A little chunky, big ears.
Chunky?
Yeah.
You were chunky?
Yeah.
You weren't chunky.
I was a little chunky. I had braces. I had big ears. I was I was pretty much a sex machine is what I was.
Yeah. Your friend Justin had the ghetto blaster. You had the pussy wagon.
Uh-huh. Yep, exactly. you got it. Nailed it. So the braces were, you know, I had the rubber bands that went from the top to the bottom. And then so the top of my mouth was condensed. Okay. So I had one of those spreaders on the top.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two different types of spreaders that spread the roof of your mouth.
Okay.
There's one that you crank. And like I had friends that were like, you know, every 2 days or something, they had to like get this wrench and crank it twice to start thing. Mine wasn't that kind. Mine was, it looked like two W's. It was like a spring that constantly gave pressure to the top of my mouth so it would spread it out.
Uh-huh.
It was made of metal.
Okay.
And you know, hot and cold, it contracts and it expands with heat. First day I got my braces on, I got this thing on, and I'm like, you know, it's uncomfortable because everything is moving and it's like tension the whole time. I got it in the morning, got dropped back off at school.
You had to go back to school?
Yeah, school. I went back to school. I didn't get the full day off. Mom's like, no, you're going to school. So I go back to school, and I'm showing everybody, I got my braces on, like, da-da-da. Go to the cafeteria, and we had soup. Chicken noodle soup.
Okay.
And so I'm like,
you can eat that, right?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, this is easy. It doesn't hurt my, you know, it's soft. So I take the spoon, I go, and the thing expands like it felt like it doubled in size. Like I felt like my cheeks were like way out here. Like it was awful. And then, you know, I'm trying to open the milk carton to like cool it down to like make it not expand so much. I'm like, oh, it was awful. So going in, I wish I would have thought about it expanding.
You told you that.
I would have blown on it a little bit.
So anytime you eat hot food from there on out, it expands?
Yeah, no, I stayed away. Like, I let things cool off.
Really?
Yeah, I was the last one to eat lunch because I was waiting for my pizza to cool off. I was sitting there just waiting.
What? So, like, you can never eat, like, a hot meal?
It sucked, man. It was awful. It was awful. I would never want that for my worst enemy. It was awful.
That's horrible. Like what? Like a hot steak? You couldn't eat. You had to wait till that cool too.
Yeah.
No.
Anything
way.
Hot? Like I mean, once it got to like warm, it was fine. But like anything, and then food would get stuck up there.
Like, yeah, dude. You couldn't eat bread, could you?
Oh, dude, bread. Like, not even just bread. Everything got stuck up there. Like, I was the grossest kid in school. It was horrible.
I had no idea about this.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It was awful.
Let's head on over to Heath's golf joke of the week. Kermit, what we got?
So, Kermit, come on. Keep it together. James was playing a round of golf with the club pro. One day, after a few holes, he asked the pro, "What do you think of my game?" The pro replied, "You should shorten your clubs by 2 inches. James is like, "Do you really think that would help my game?" The pro replied, "Nope. But it'll help them fit in the trash can." Thank you.
What was that one?
Thank you so much. Oh, everybody, you're too kind. You're so kind, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. We had a great time.
Thanks, Kurt.
We had a great time with you.
Let Heath take the
mic. Make sure you like, subscribe, and review our podcast everywhere you get your podcasts. And remember, always hit the second one first.